Buggles wrapping up that set of music with Clean Clean here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, that's the same group that brought you Video Killed the Radio Star. In fact, Video Killed the Radio Star was released as a single in September of 1979, and then the full album came out, The Age of Plastic, released on January 10th of 1980, and many, many critics actually put that in their top 100 of best new wave albums of all time. Buggles, also, if you were unfamiliar with the Buggles, they essentially were Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs. And you're like, well, wait, Jeff Downs? Trevor Horn? Yeah. Jeff Downs, he played with Yes. He played, and he was also in Asia. He was. And Trevor Horn went on and produced, like, Seal and a bunch of stuff like that. And Trevor played with Yes a little bit as well. And so think about that. Those worlds colliding. Or not. Hey, before the Buggles, while I am buggling you. Was it funny? I don't know. What else? Oh, Falco. Played some Falco in there with Vienna Calling. Then I had to play the Cardboards. Yeah, Pittsburgh's own Cardboards with Bill's Rap. Because I have to keep making these announcements, sadly, we lost Bill Board of the Cardboards. Yeah, real name was Bill Von Hagen. He was 66 years old, and he had been falling on some hard times, some ill health, I should say. And if you look up the Post-Gazette, Scott Mervis did a wonderful little article obituary on Bill recently. So if you just Google that, you can read a little bit more about Bill and his influence on the Pittsburgh punk scene. He was in the very second punk band Pittsburgh had, called The Puke, in the 70s, and then went on to form the Cardboards, you know, the ultimate new wave band of Pittsburgh, and eventually was an early member of the Cynics. Yeah, so, but outside of that, he was a computer programmer, a software engineer, and if you look at his publications that he did regarding that element of his life, some people might argue that is more influential than what he brought to the Pittsburgh music scene. So that's a hard argument, because I think he brought a lot to the Pittsburgh music scene, and we will definitely miss Bill, and I will cherish my Cardboards album that I do have in my collection. Before the Cardboards, start off the entire set with Darlene Love, went to the Bachelor Party soundtrack for her version of Alley-Oop, a song written by Dallas Frazier, who passed away recently as well. That gets us here. Yeah, we are approaching the top of the hour. Before we even think of getting to the top of the hour, I do want to remind you that more than 37 million people in the United States, including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. Now, keep in mind, as this pandemic has not gone away, they need your help more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. And you can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, including me, the Mockster. Yeah, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I always appreciate when you tune in and hang out with me. Whether you're at work or in your car or working from home, maybe you work out of your car. I don't know what you're doing, but you've got it tuned here to 88.3 FM, or you're listening online at wrct.org, and I greatly appreciate it.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, Al Harlow of Prism here. You're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Second guess, 'cause all the signs are saying yes. I must admit it, I'm afraid. What should I do?
waiting for the UFOs. We are waiting for the UFOs.
Yeah.
from his second solo album that came out back in 1999. That's Jason Faulkner with My Lucky Day here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, Jason Faulkner, before his solo albums, he was in a band called The Grays with John Bryan. And before that, he was an early member of the band Jellyfish. And then before that, he was a later member of the band The 3 O'Clock. Speaking of The 3 O'Clock, I played some 3 O'Clock pre-Jason Faulkner from a 1983 16 Tambourines album with Jet Fighter. Graham Parker in there, backed up by The Rumor with Waiting for the UFOs from Squeezing Out Sparks, and started off some brand new music from Al Harlow. I don't know if you heard, I had the U.S. radio premiere of that song recently. And right now, WRCT is the only station in the United States that's even allowed by contract to play that. So song's called My Mind is Running Away with You, Al Harlow's brand new disc. Comes out just in a couple weeks. It's called Now. More information can be found at alharlow.com. Now it makes me wonder, did my rockin' attorney, following in the Mockster's footsteps, he finally got a chance to play that song. I know. Mockster see, Mockster do. Hey, speaking of my rockin' attorney, you should join him each and every Thursday evening for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he actually focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8, and currently it's got an encore presentation on Mondays at noon. Join Eric Jackson Luria, man, so cool. He has three names each and every Thursday evening for Courts in Session. My name's The Mockster. I just have a name that you can rhyme with vulgar things. I don't know where to go with that, so joke away. My name's actually Paul, which rhymes with a lot of things. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Next song I've played on my show a few times, and I know I've played it out at Arsenal Lanes when I get to DJ down there. And I had someone come up to me and say, Mockster, I actually thought this was an original by Dexy's Midnight Runners. I'm like, no, it's an old Van Morrison song. Van wrote it. It's a great song both ways. Jackie Wilson said here on Viva La Mock.
That was great, you see. I kinda love you, but I must be up my feet. Let it all calm down. Oh, let it all calm down. Let it all. I'm so wild up. Don't need no tea. My cup, let it all calm down. Oh, let it all calm down. Watch this. Two line, a line, two line, a line.
taxes I brought dishonor. My head's spouting shame. It seems that I've blackened the family name. Mother says that she can't stand the neighbors talking. I've gotta pack my bags, leave this home, start walking, yeah. I'm guilty, I wish that I was sorry this time. I wish that I could pay for my crime. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. Remember when we used to go to church on Sundays? I lay awake at night, terrified of school on Mondays. Oh, but it's too late now. I wish I was a child again. I wish I felt secure again. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. Never, never land. The station seems so cold. The ticket's in my hand. My girl calls my name. Hi, Dave. Drop in, see around, come back if you're this way again. Oh, I'm on my own. I've got a long, long way to go. I hope I make it on my own. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me.
Blinking on and off, it's the queen of eyes with a carapace shell and her black lace thighs. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Mucky the Pig is out on a limb. He's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why he never gets anywhere with you. Here I am again, it's no surprise. Locked in orbit round anywhere with you. Blinking on and off, it's the queen of eyes with a carapace shell and her black lace eyes. I don't know why she never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you.
Brand new music from Spy Genius doing their version of the Soft Boys Queen of Eyes here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the new album is Blow Their Covers, and that's what Spy Genius does. They actually blow the roof off of 13 cover songs, including that one. Hey, David Bowie, some David Bowie in the Lower Third. That was his very first single from 1966, Can't Help Thinking About Me. Yeah, we recently passed the anniversary, the 75th anniversary of David Bowie's birth. So I thought I'd play some really, really early David Bowie for you. Speaking of early, from the Meet the Gothies album, that's Pittsburgh's own Gothies with Submarine Song in that set of music. And start off everything with Dexy's Midnight Runners doing their cover of the Van Morrison penned hit, Jackie Wilson Said. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. We're approaching the halfway mark of this hour. Plenty of great music to get back to you before this hour is done. Let's turn our attention to the 1988 album from the Feelies. It's called Only Life. And the song Away. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT.
Over in the corner, causing a commotion, driving me away, driving me backwards. Baby's getting uptight. Listen to a holler, listen to a heartbeat, really getting louder. Burning with desire, taking me higher, taking me away, set me on fire. Messing my mind up, blowing my mind out, blowing me away, taking me away, 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 away. Yeah.
Some brand new music from Chris Church. Well, kind of some old music. Reissued new albums called Darling Please. And I say old music reissued because Chris Church actually recorded all that 11 years ago after his brother passed. And Big Stir Records remastered it. And it's getting its first official full-scale release. And it's out and about now. Before the Chris Church Antenna from their second and final album, Hideout with Rust. Antenna featuring a couple members of the Blake Babies back in the early 1990s. And from their third album, Only Life, the Feelies started off the entire set with Away. gets us here. We're approaching 18 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Found out just today that Meatloaf passed away. So I figured I'd tell you a Meatloaf story. It's the only story I've got. When I was a youngster, I remember my older brother explaining to me as I'm watching the TV show Night Court that the public defender in that show was the same woman who sang on Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Now, this is the woman before Marky Post took the position. Her name is Ellen Foley. And I was like, oh, wow, that's intriguing. Singer, actress, wow, mind blown. And then I see the video, because MTV used to play videos, and they played the video for that song. And I'm like, she looks nothing like the woman on Night Court. So I'm thinking my brother is just got his head full of rocks. What I eventually found out was Ellen Foley was the woman who sang on that. But in the video, another woman, I think her name was Carla DeVito, she went on tour on the Bat Out of Hell tour and sang those parts. And she's in the video lip-syncing the Ellen Foley parts. Boom, now it all makes sense to me. So I was like, what should I do in tribute to Meatloaf? Is maybe play some Meatloaf. Or, like the Mockster should do, maybe I should play some Ellen Foley. And then I decided to scratch the surface a little deeper. And believe it or not, Ellen Foley, I believe for a little bit, she dated Mick Jones of The Clash. In fact, it is rumored that the song Should I Stay or Should I Go, Mick Jones wrote about Ellen Foley, or maybe for Ellen Foley. She doesn't confirm or deny it because she didn't write the song. But what I found out, this is where this story is going, to get to this very specific segue, is I did find out that Ellen Foley sang on a Clash song as well. Sang some backup off of the Sandinista album. Yeah, she's singing on Hitsville, UK. So let's check out The Clash along with a little help from Ellen Foley, who sang with Meatloaf, who passed away. 6 degrees of separation.
Small. people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in me.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in amount.
Seems all my life I've been waiting, but the time goes so slow. So we are waiting for that moment when time is up and we can go, so we can breathe, be set free, another story. So right, but seems so wrong.
just a song. Another reason to go home. 'Cause when I'm home, I'll see someone who's missing me, and I'll finally sleep when I'm home. I'll know it's all okay, 'cause it's just time. Every night just fades away, but I know that it's just time, and I guess it's hard to find. So what do we do when it's gone? 'Cause when you're home again, it's not just there.
Title track from his 2019 release, Home. That is Lanny Flowers here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Spider Pop Records actually originally put that one out. And speaking of Lanny Flowers, he has a new album coming out next month. And our own Chris Wired gets to debut the first single on his radio program, Breakfast for Dinner, this Sunday. So you might want to tune in at 10 p.m. to check that out. You're like, what's breakfast for dinner? Well, you know what, kids? Pull up a chair, because Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies featuring power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that really feeds the mind. Again, it's Breakfast for Dinner. It's Sunday nights at 10 p.m. You can listen to it online at wrct.org, or he's got an encore currently that happens Wednesdays at 5. I believe that's the time for it. Hey, before the Lanny Flowers went back to 1985 Skylarking album from XTC for Dear God, a couple fun facts on that one. First, the original vinyl did not have that song on it. So the WRCT library, which has the original 1985 album, doesn't have that song on the album. Second, album was produced by Todd Rundgren. Yeah, just some things that maybe you didn't know, or you forgot about, or you didn't care about. And then start off the entire set with Hitsville, UK from The Clash from Sandinista. Played that in tribute to Meatloaf, because Ellen Foley, who sang on Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, sings on that song as well. See? The Mockster can make the connections only in the Mockster's mind, so then I have to explain it to you. Hey, speaking of various connections and the Mockster's mind, I'm going to remind you that right now, millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, as we like to call it. Now, your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 or more a year may qualify. Now, with this program, you get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor, dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, you can go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by healthcare.gov and, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and me, the Mockster. As always, you can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, or maybe you're listening streaming WRCT.org, but either way, I, your host, the Mockster, enjoy the fact that you are listening. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of exhibits, that's what I was going to say, events and exhibitions, and they have regular gallery hours each and every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Or you can visit them by appointment, or think of this, you can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month on Penn Avenue from 6 until 9 p.m. For more information, call up the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination at 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Each and every week at this time, I, the voice on the other side of your radio or computer or however you're listening, tells you about things to do around town. We call it the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Let's take a few minutes to maybe update your calendar on some fun stuff that you don't want to overlook. For example, you can wash away the winter blues with a sea of all-star specimens from Phipps from their orchid and bonsai collections. You can immerse yourself in displays of fragrances of orchids in a vast array of shapes, sizes, and colors, as well as some exquisitely trained specimens in the Tropical Bonsai Collection. It's on display now at the Phipps Conservatory in Schenley Park. For more information, phipps.conservatory.org. And then over at the Carnegie Museum of Art, a couple things going on. For example, the Forum Series presents 18 new works by Brooklyn-based artist Sarah Greenberger Rafferty. It's going on now through February 6th in the Forum Gallery. And then the Gallery 1 exhibits work by Sharif Bey entitled Excavations. It's an auto-archaeological journey chronicling the people, places, and encounters that informed the Pittsburgh-born artist's practice and creative identity. That's going on now through March 6th at the Gallery 1 space. Both of those are located within the Carnegie Museum of Art at 4400 Forbes Avenue in Oakland. More information at cmoa.org. Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has some things for you to be mindful of. For example, Invisible, which is an art exhibition centered on mental health from the Black perspective, featuring paintings and sculptures and performance, multimedia installations, of course, some poetry by 12 artists exploring the vices, remedies, mental health practices, therapies, medications, coping mechanisms, and triggers, all relating to mental health. This is on display now through February 13th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. Space Gallery features Frills, Glories, Excess, and Getting Weird. It's a contemporary art exhibition that subverts common notions of extravagance and the banal through everyday objects. Yeah, it's on display now through February 27th at Space, which is 812 Liberty Avenue, downtown. And then finally, as part of these Pittsburgh Cultural Trust events, the Wood Street Galleries presents